Hello and welcome to the Nikonians podcast. I'm Jason O'Dell.
And I'm Rick Walker.
And today we're joined by
Bo Stahlbrandt
and Ramon Palacios.
And you may have heard of Bo and JRP as the founders of Nikonians.
Yeah, so we're very pleased to have them here with us. We're actually in Jackson, Wyoming right now.
Yeah, we're in
the 7th ANPAT.
And so today is September 29th. The second session of the ANPAT's about to kick off tonight. And the first week has just concluded.
Absolutely.
And Bo and JRP, you guys were on the first week of the AMPAT. So how did that go? Give us your impressions, how you thought it went.
Great. We had a lot of good shots. I think the guys shot up to 5,000 individual pictures each.
Wow.
There was a lot of things going on. And some of the guys were even working with their digital dark rooms in the back of the vans. And they had their laptops and in gear in the van.
Yeah. Now, Jason and I drove up from Colorado Springs last night. So we got to see people for a little while. And they were pretty excited, we could tell.
Yeah, they looked
you bet
tired but happy,
right?
Which is what it means that you had a good AMPAT,
right?
Tired. Some of the guys happy. are telling us that this is some kind of boot camp and it's really tough. I hope it's not that bad. And Ramon was making sure that everyone's was on their toes, up early to get the sunrise. And so what's your take on this, Ramon? How do you feel about it?
I feel exactly the same way that you do. This is an area where it's not that excellent for sunsets, but it's absolutely stunning for sunrises.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to spend in the field long hours. We just had to be there up early, and it's a very rich target area, so there was no stopping to shoot and shoot and shoot. And animals were very close to us.
20 millimeter kind of focal length.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Black bears
yeah. With 24 millimeters.
I heard some rumor about a bison sneezing into someone's...
Yeah, stepping in someone's camera bag.
Yeah. So that's certainly close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What it means is that people are going to have some great stories again this year from the AMPAT.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to the second week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bo, you're going home tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
But JRP, you're sticking around and going to stick it out for yet another week of early mornings. Huh?
Yes. Why only the first group should suffer?
That's more suffer.
Kind of an equal opportunity thing, right?
Yes.
Now, what we wanted to do today, besides mention the AMPAT, because it's so much fun and it's good to see everybody again,
mm-hmm.
we want to let Bo and JRP, since they haven't had any opportunities to really be on a podcast before, we thought we'd let them give us their thoughts on what's been going on with Nikonians community over the last, since the last AMPAT, really.
Right. And what's coming up, too.
Yeah, some new stuff.
Sure.
So, Bo, start us off. How far have we come since last year? What's new and exciting in the community?
A lot. We have, I think, done quite a number of different things in the last 12 months since the last AMPAT. From the Smoky Mountains until today. A lot of things happened. We have the Nikonians Academy is up and running in a scale I've never seen before, I think.
Right, so we have a number of instructors.
A number of instructors. Right? I think we have a total of 5 instructors meanwhile, and there's a new system up and running. You can book online at a lot of different cities. I think there's a total of 25 cities.
Now, if you're not familiar with this, the Nikonians Academy is our series of workshops that we run.
Correct.
Run by Mike Hagen,
yep.
Who's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
We had an opportunity to meet Mike a year or two ago, and wonderful guy, good instructor. And now you're saying you have more instructors.
Correct. We have Mike. Mike is taking care of all the other instructors as well and making sure that we have all the instruction materials set up and that is working great. And that was one of the things, NikonsAcademy.com. One of the babies, we started out with our software engineering in Bratislava in Slovakia. That is in the European Union. So we are pushing new platforms through that subsidiary of Nikonians.
Yeah, and one thing I think that's worth mentioning, if people aren't that familiar with the site, is this is really an international community. We
sure
have
is.
Members all over. The staff is all over the world.
Distributed.
It's not located in just one place. It's a very mixed kind of group, which is great. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the things that makes it so interesting.
So we have the back office people in Germany, southwest corner of Germany, and in Bratislava since last
mm-hmm.
year. And we're developing Nikoscope, the search engine. We have just released version 2.0, still in beta. There are still a lot of issues. I think some issues are still to be tweaked out and then fixed
mm-hmm.
on that one. But that was one thing we did. And what else do we have? We have a lot more participants. We have, Ramon, how many members do we have now?
As we were sneaking out to get to the AMPAT, we hit the 100,000 mark.
We celebrated the 100,000 mark by doing what? We didn't celebrate it yet.
We no. have not. We have been
we're working
delaying ourselves that party because we're here.
Yeah.
So we're asking everybody to please be patient.
Uh-huh.
We'll be there. And we'll celebrate one way or another.
Yes. And some of you may have seen the 300 Spartans banner in the forums. And that is just about that. 100,000 member celebration. I think it's really cool. We started out back in 99, launched 2000, April 2000. And now we hit the six-digit mark. And we're really proud about that. And it's only possible because of you guys sitting here with doing all things that is, you know, a lot of support in the community and around the community. That's because we're 100,000 members today.
So we can expect coming up now with, I mean, we didn't used to have employees, you know, an army of people, even if it's seven or eight people back in Germany. I mean, you guys used to do this all by yourself. And now that we've got more people working to develop the infrastructure, get better servers, do all these kinds of things. So we can expect some major improvements coming up soon on Nikonas. You've already mentioned the new version of Nikoscope, which is the search engine. And if you haven't tried Nikoscope, it really is an easy way of finding stuff on the forums. You can search by member, author, name, or subject across all the forums, whatever you want. And it's very, very fast. I mean, much better than a lot of other forum search engines that I've seen out there on the web. What kind of new stuff can we expect to see with regard to the forums? I know you're talking about getting new servers.
Yeah, correct. We have a set of new servers. We call it a cluster. It's a set of servers working together, sharing the workload. And we have moved over already the galleries, our gallery system, and moved over to new servers. I think that was end of July. And we have increased the capacity for each member and more space. I think it's up to 1 gig now space for the members. And we're moving over. We already moved over the newsletter system to the new cluster. And we are now expecting to move over the forums. We're migrating the forums right now as we sit here and speak. Three people are working on that. And it should be done in the next 3 weeks. We should have new forums up and running, more functionality, more features, and hopefully much faster.
And that's important. I know that's something that we all appreciate is faster forums.
It is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think the critical point here is that we have been faithful to our vision and mission. The learning and sharing, the friendliness that we push for, we fight for, as civil as possible. And as we have been growing, we have been adding ways of doing that. I mean, to share, you, the Nikonians image doctors, are a critical part of that. Because you're there live regularly to share tips, to share tricks.
Share knowledge.
Talk about new stuff,
so important,
et cetera. It's very, very important.
I thought we just put people to sleep.
No, thank you.
Occasionally.
So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, don't drive and listen, by the way.
Because you might. Yeah. Whatever.
It could be bad.
Okay.
So, well, congratulations, of course, on the 100,000 member mark. And we can't wait to see how quickly we get up to 200,000 members.
Much faster than we thought, I guess.
And I'm looking forward to, I noticed, you know, I looked forward to the growth of the Academy. I noticed that next year they're running a trip to Africa.
Correct.
And it's already sold out like in 3 days or something crazy like that. It was already sold out. So those kind of events where you can leverage the spirit of this community into more tangible things than just online discussion forums and start going out and meeting these members. There's a whole bunch of folks downstairs in our hotel right now who are anxious to kick off the second week of the 7th AMPAT, and a lot of familiar faces and some new ones, and it's always great to meet them. And I'm just looking forward to another fantastic week.
Yeah. I think the social networking aspect is what we're all about. Nikonas is a community. We're a community, and we are supporting that in any way we can. And we're looking forward to even support even more of those informal gatherings, get-togethers amongst members. And that's also one part of Nikoscope 2.0. Help you find photographers, photography interested people in your area, and get together with them.
So you can actually search by region.
And you will also see when you log into a Nikoscope, you will see the city where you're located right now. And the search engine will tell you, Nikoscope tells you how many other Nikonians are existing in your area.
I actually
right
tried
now.
That feature. Yeah. It worked well. And it,
we're in Vancouver, right?
Put
now.
Out a list. Put out a list of everyone that lived in Colorado Springs. I think there were 51
okay.
members just in Colorado Springs.
That's how you surprising. Found Dave Black.
That's with, yeah, we didn't know about him before. Did we? Okay, cool.
Well, guys, thank you again for spending some time to sit down and talk to the members out there. I know everyone out there in Radio Land will appreciate this. And hopefully we can do this again sometime real soon, probably at the 8th AMPAT.
I'm sure. If not before that.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.